Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Blues by 8 points over the Cats on Thursday night footy. We're back in the Carlton rooms. A fast meeting's a good meeting, Blake Akers. Who said what? Because it was shorter than the ad break.
Cripper just wanted the boys in. Sorry, boys. But, he just had a few little words. Just about, you know, 9 day break now. So try to get together tomorrow and, enjoy the break we got.
That's fantastic, Blake. I want to know what Vossi said at three-quarter time.
I just said to stay composed. Probably lacked that the week before, so we worked on a few things that we didn't get right against Richmond, and I felt like we had to execute most of that. Still a few things we got to get right, but big jump from last week.
Yeah, so it's awesome. You got the win, and you were able to hold out in the last 2 minutes, but you're just having a look at the stats there. You had equal share of the ball, yet they went inside forward 50, I think 18 times, and you went inside 5 times in the last quarter. So clearly that'll be an area where you work on rather than not taking the ground ahead.
Yeah, I think the backs are under the pump a fair bit there, but some of the boys, Youngie especially, Weeders, had some big marks down there. And, last week we probably cost us late with one of Tommy Lynch kicking that goal at the end. So the backs have been good, super for us the first 2 weeks. Yeah. We can probably try to get some more inside 50s for our forwards late, and they'll probably help us win the games by a bit more.
And you drifted down into defence and took that overhead marking. Wouldn't be all that inclined to drift in front of Tom Hawkins. Even if he accidentally bumps into you, you've got about 115 kgs bearing down on you, so well done.
Oh, thanks, mate. I thought I owed the Baggers family one from last week. I dropped one that I was pretty disappointed with, so I got to work on it and really wanted to commit to those marks when I got my chance. And I didn't even know Tommy Hawkins was there, but I had full trust in Weeders to keep him down, and just went for it.
How long did it take to shake that lament from last week, just that half opportunity at the end?
For me personally, a few days, but the boys, it was all about just learning and making sure we improved from that game. And it took me a few days, to be honest, but Vossi and Cripper and the boys really got me going again, and stoked with the win this week.
So there'll be Carlton supporters driving home and they'll say, we won, fantastic, awesome, brilliant, we're off, you know, we've got a draw and a win. What does it sound like? What can you deliver to them without the absolute nitty-gritty? What does it sound like, the education during the week about final quarter and how to close out a game?
Just our ball use coming out of the back half last week, we probably tried to open up the game a bit too much when we were ahead. Probably just keep it strong side where we got our numbers, and back in our midfielders like Cripper and even Mackay down the line, if we can kick it to them and just get a contest and make it, you know, a bit slower game and condense the ground, which I think we did that, especially the last 2 minutes, and Harry was able to mark those balls, but we were set up on the ground really well and felt real safe.
Early days tonight, it was a game where Sardi was prepared to try and take it on through the middle of the ground, penetrating the back of the square. That looked to be a little bit different. It was a real accent, I thought, from what I could see from the outside, to take the game on, especially early.
Did he get his 30?
No, he got 29.
He's been telling me all week he hasn't had 30 before, and we spoke about making sure we got him the footy because he's such a good kick. Trying to get him going, and I think the boys fed him a fair bit and he was able to hit some forwards.
26 for you, mate. Well done.
Not about that.
Well done.
No, well played. Thanks for your time, Blake.
Thanks, lads. Thanks for having me.
Blake Akers with us on AFL Nation. The Blues by 8 points over the Cats. So there's a little bit in that, isn't there, Dern? But I was also just having a quick look. It's last week there was a lament around the lack of forward pressure and those smalls not hitting the scoreboard. And tonight, Motlop a goal, Durden a goal, Fisher a goal, and Matt Owies 3 goals, as well as a much greater intent around the ball while their pillars kicked 6 between them.